Good morning. Thank you for being patient and for being with us this morning. We were experiencing some technical difficulty. We were unable to contact our studios. I don't know, the computers may have been down or something, but our program is obviously delayed. Good morning to you. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next few minutes that God has given to us. It's Friday, thank God, and today is the 24th day of our prayer journey on this particular prayer assignment that God has given to us. And this prayer task or assignment or target ends on April 13th, which is Palm Sunday. Welcome to you, and I trust that you're having have had a wonderful night of rest and are ready to contend for righteousness during the rest of this day. Today we are praying on behalf of the continent of Africa and the countries therein. I was with some wonderful saints of God on yesterday that are native to the continent of Africa, various countries in Africa. And I tell you, they love to pray. They are just wonderful people. So today we'll be praying on behalf and lifting up some more countries. You know, Africa has actually 55 countries on the continent of Africa. So Africa is by no means a country. It's a continent, huge, and many, many countries. So today we're praying for Rwanda. We're praying for St. Helena. We're praying for Sao Tome and Principe and Senegal and Seychelles, Sierra Leone, Somalia, and South Africa. So we are honored and privileged to be lifting up these nations before the Lord. And we want to pray for them. Many of these places include tremendous, tremendous men and women of God who are well, as one friend told me, who is a native to the continent there, he says, we pray, and we love to pray because we have to pray for everything. And, I mean, that sums it up really, really well. They can pray for hours and hours and hours and hours easily because they have to get close to the Lord. They have to seek the Lord for the things that we take for granted and the things that we think we supply ourselves to ourselves. They don't have many of those amenities, so they pray. All right, let us enter into the presence of the Lord. I thank him for allowing us to get on today as we are now. And we thank him because I thought for sure that we wouldn't make it at all. But praise him anyhow. Father, we do thank you today because this is the day that you've made. And you've just shown us once again that we depend on you and should depend on you. You are reigning in lordship and truly majesty. And the heavens declare your power and your handiwork. So we thank you today. We come into your courtroom bearing praise and thanksgiving for all that you've done. You've been gracious to us, loving and kind, most loving and kind. And we thank you. We have so much to praise you for that we are unable to list them all. However, our hearts are overflowing with joy and with appreciation for your having chosen us to be your people, giving us these wonderful opportunities to visit with you and to hear your heart and you to listen to our heart and our requests and be in agreement. We all be on the same page concerning your plan and purposes for the nations and the entire earth. Father, help us to reimagine your power and your glory afresh on this day as we await the return of your Son, Christ Jesus, the Anointed One, the King that you have set upon your holy hill of Zion. We thank you for the privilege of being able to wait and to occupy during the time as the time goes towards that last hour. Father, we ask you to forgive us for our missing the marks that you have set in your word, your standards, your laws, where we have violated them intentionally or unintentionally. We ask that you would forgive us and draw us near to you through the cleansing of our lives, our minds, our hearts from all iniquity and transgressions and those things that cause us to be separate from you. We want to be united with you. So forgive us today, Lord. We believe and stand in faith on your word that promises that you would, if we confess our sins, that you would generously, graciously forgive us and cleanse us from all stains, from all unrighteousness, using the precious blood that was shed for us by Christ Jesus. We thank you for bringing us together today and making it possible for us to be heard around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Your line is open. Yes, amen. And of course, you're welcome. And our theme today is contending for righteousness, the courage to contend for righteousness. I'd like to invite us to briefly take a look at a scripture that comes right from the Psalms, and it comes from Psalm 97. Psalm 97, and begin with verse 1, then it's 4 to 6, then it's 10 to 11. And it's all summed up. We're not going to necessarily read the whole thing, but we can hear this. It says, "Lord, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. His lightnings lit up the world. The earth saw and trembled. The mountains melted like wax at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his handiwork, and all the peoples have seen his glory. Hate evil, you who love the Lord, who preserves the souls of his godly ones. Light is sown like seed for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart." And the Psalmist David here captures the greatness of God, who is reigning. He's in charge, and he displays his power by his word and his presence, and the whole earth is obliged to respond. The heavens declare his righteousness, and we have seen and will continue to see his glory. So we thank God today for the courage to contend. When we think of these awesome truths, we are able to stand and contend for righteousness. Now, let us seek God today for ministries, which of course will include ours, that Christian ministries will be founded on God's truth, anointed by God's power, and founded by God's people for refreshed encouragement among and upon those who labor in specialized service designed to increase the impact of local churches. So we're talking about local churches, we're talking about pastors, we're talking about those who are of the fivefold ministries, pastors, evangelists, teachers, prophets, etc. And we want to pray for all of those people who are on the leading edge of ministry. Father, we thank you for founding the ministries that represent and move and display the presence and reality of the kingdom of God, that undergird make known the fact of your kingdom, and that carry your anointing and your power for healing, for restoration, for deliverance, those who are bound. We pray, Lord, that these men and women will be strengthened today and endued with renewed courage to contend for righteousness. They will be bold. They would be strong because for you are with them. You're with us. We thank you today that there's no end until you're appearing, that we will continue to stand until the last day of our lives or the last hour of your appearing, whichever comes first. But grant us the stamina and the boldness to continue to go forward and to continue to represent your truth, carrying your anointing, displaying your power in the midst of the evil that is present in the world, the movement of the forces of darkness, that they will be repelled, and that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So we thank you today for all that you're doing, even for our prayer team right now, for every person that is on, that is listening, that is participating. We thank you for giving us the courage and the mindset to be faithful and strong in the face of any adversity, to contend for righteousness, knowing that we are on a mission, and we join you in going forth because you've given us the assignment. And we thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All ministries will be strengthened today in Jesus' name. Well, do you have a praise report or a prayer request? You know, the moments here are available for voicing that and giving us the opportunity to come together in one accord on prayer requests or applaud the praises of God and what he has been doing. My praise report is that God is just awesome and wonderful, and I'm learning of him every single day. There are lessons if I pay close attention, and I love to do that, watch his handiwork and watch how he moves and how he reigns. Not going to reign, but he does reign right now. And we see him, we see his hand all the time. And I'm therefore able to stay calm and just let him, you know, as they say, let go and let God. And that's something that both you and I can learn on a day-to-day basis. Just let go and let God. And it's awesome to watch him work. Isn't it true? That's for sure. Amen. Amen. Okay. Let us pray today for those that are struggling today with their walk along with God. They are in very deep struggle. Those that are discouraged. I'm thinking now of a pastor who is kind of, sort of, discouraged with his assignment. And there's another that I'm aware of that is struggling with his assignment. And every day there is about 1,700 pastors that are quitting. They're quitting because of the magnitude of the task. And unless you've been in or worn that shoe, it's sometimes difficult to comprehend how challenging it is to be a pastor. We're not talking about being a preacher. You know, what you see on occasion in a pulpit on Sunday morning where a man or woman stands there preaching or teaching, that's the easy part. I know up for me it is. I do that in my sleep. Wake up teaching and preaching. But pastoring is a whole nother ballgame. It's leading a flock, caring for the flock, and all that goes with that. And we hear the story of Noah and the ark. His family, him and his family of eight, they're together in the ark. And the story is told in Genesis of two of each animal that God created was led and brought aboard the ark. And they were there while it rained from above, and waters came up from the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And we read that story in Genesis, but what we don't imagine is what actually happened. And that is, they lived with those stinky animals for 40 days and 40 nights. All of the noise, all of the doo-doo, and all of that for 40 days and 40 nights. That's the stuff that is behind the scenes we don't think of. And that's kind of like what pastoring is. It's a joy, of course, and a privilege. But behind the Sunday morning display of the anointing in the pulpit, there's the day-to-day stuff. And so let us pray for those pastors that are discouraged. And if you don't believe so, just ask Moses. He wasn't only discouraged, he was downright angry and upset with his folk. So it's not unusual. Father, we thank you today that we can stand in the gap for these pastors. We think of them and the task that they have, that you've given to them, the assignments. And Father, we pray right now that you would endue them with renewed and fresh courage to continue to contend for righteousness, that they would have a renewed desire, renewed stamina, renewed energy to stand and to continue to lead, to stay in place, as opposed to being so discouraged and having a sense of defeat that they resign from their assignment, or even stay in the assignment but be in resignation, just biding time. We pray and we rebuke the spirit of weariness, the spirit of discouragement that exists for these men and women of God, that they would wake up on this day refreshed, renewed, and determined to complete the race to which you have assigned them, so that they can say, like the Apostle Paul, I have finished my course. Grant this request of ours today on behalf of those pastors, those wonderful men and women of God that are candles placed by you, deeply rooted and grounded, to lead and to care for your people. Bless them right now, and we rebuke every wicked spirit that has come to torment them, Lord, with grief, with heartbreak, with fear, with anxiety, with doubt. We replace those and open the door for a spirit of love and of power and a sound mind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So always remember to pray for the pastors. It's not an easy task. Not at all. Not at all. It's not an easy task. And as I said, pastoring and preaching is two different things altogether. It's two different things altogether. Leading a flock is what pastoring is. Caring for that flock. And that flock has, each person in that flock is a different spirit. They're different persons. No flock where it has people that are cut out of a cookie cutter or with a cookie cutter. Everyone is different. So a pastor has to lead a flock consisting of various spirits. We're spirits. Now imagine one person has to do that. When you think about it, it'll make you pray for the pastors all the time. All the time. Praise the Lord, from whom our help comes. Hallelujah. Well, time is moving, and do you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, or something that we've prayed for together that you've seen or heard of or experienced God's answer? Well, then we want to shame the adversary by exposing God's move and power in these particular answerings. So your line is open, and feel free to speak, so that some of you that are on, that are listening in various regions, are unable to speak, of course, because you're not on live. However, we don't want you to feel that you're not welcomed. Of course you're welcomed. And the wonderful thing about this, we are using the internet. However, there's a spiritual connection that we have. Even though we can't hear you, we're going through the portals of heaven, and you're able to sense and feel the presence of God as if you were on live with us. So may your faith be strengthened, and may you have the courage to contend for righteousness and continue to be trusting of His Word and who He is. So we thank you for joining us. And we're working on facility where you'll be able to contact us more easily, if not, even if you're not on being able to be on live by phone. You'll be able to come through our website and other things. So thank you so much for joining us. Amen. Let us pray, even as we are praying, for the peace of Jerusalem. And the scripture says, and we will echo that, may they prosper who love you. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. We thank God for Jerusalem, the place from which the Lord Jesus Christ will rule for all eternity. All eternity. Imagine that. So as Passover comes, which is the foremost celebration, it was celebrated, it was the most important celebration in the early church, the Passover. So we're celebrating the Passover with the Seder banquet at, or dinner, whichever you'd like, prefer to call it, on April 16th at our facility. We will have a Seder, and the word Seder means order. And it may be strange to you, because God is now restoring to the body of Christ those things that have been lost to us. So lost that we were lost. We didn't even know that we were supposed to be involved in that. So God is finding us and restoring us to the places of peace and the places of prosperity for us to show forth his glory. So get used to the idea of celebrating the Passover, which is a holy day, as opposed to Easter, which is a holiday. So we're moving from holidays to holy days. Can you see the transition? Easter is not something that we're supposed to be celebrating. Easter is a pagan holiday and is named after the pagan goddess Astarte, goddess of fertility. That's what we've been doing. And so we thank God, don't you, for his for teaching us and for bringing us into the light out of darkness. That's not an event, that's a process. And so we thank God for that. And so every year the nations will go up to Jerusalem to worship him right on the earth here. Right on the earth. To worship him. We must imagine those things now. We don't have to wait. And as we imagine and enter in, it conditions how we be and what we do right now, because we begin to practice what we'll be doing for an eternity. And those who sit under my teaching know that I say heaven is not a retirement community. And that, many are disappointed at that statement. It's a place where it's right here on earth. Heaven comes down to earth. Christ is seated in Jerusalem. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm rejoicing. I don't know about you. Praise his holy name. That is in the works already, because he's gathering up the nations to himself. Yeah. And guess who are the nations? You, me, and everybody else who now is marching under his flag. Hallelujah. Pardon me if I don't sound too excited. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your plan, and we thank you for what you're doing. Help us. Open our eyes, open our minds and our consciousness and our awareness to move out of, Lord, being just ordinary to being extraordinary for your name's sake. Help us to see and know that You are working on something significant for the entire earth. And that's why you've created this prayer cast and dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of all your purposes concerning the nations and the whole earth. And we thank you that there are many people right now praying for the same thing all over the earth. We thank you, Lord, that we all be strengthened and encouraged to stand and to contend for your righteousness in the name of Jesus. And today, Father, many of us have lost hope in that you will bring forth justice before the end of this age. Give us stalwart hearts to pursue the prayers of your righteous purpose until you come. So we pray for encouragement for those who are weary in the struggle for righteousness, that they would be strengthened, their feet would be strong, made stronger. Their feet would trod in high places. You would strengthen them in mind and in spirit. Strengthen us. Cause us, every one of us, to be persistent and patient in crying out for justice. In the name of Jesus, we pray on behalf of the children right now around the world who are being forced into labor at their young age. They're not able to go to school. They have to work for their food and for their clothing. All over the world right now, Father, that is happening. In the name of Jesus, Father, entertain the cry of that child right now that is whose hand is calloused, whose knees are already worn from labor, whose back is being strained right now in the name of Jesus as they labor in the fields, in the factories, and everywhere. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them right now. And Father, we pray for those that are being forced to take up arms at a young age in the various wars that is occurring right now, particularly in Africa, as we're praying for Africa today. On that continent, they have weapons because they're forced to make up armies. In the name of Jesus, by your Spirit, move today to disband, to free, to restore, to release those children right now that are being forced into labor and into war. We rebuke the strategies and evil designs of the adversary to distort and to corrupt and to take away from the children the freedom to be a child and the freedom to imagine and to think of your goodness and to praise you and to sing of your goodness. Now, Father, restore to them the peace that they need in order to just be a child. In the name of Jesus, restore peace to them right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, and we bless your holy name, that you are God and that you have overcome the world. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I sense we touched the heart of God today. Mm-hmm. I felt that.
Hallelujah.
I felt that.
Hallelujah.
What a world until it becomes Christ-worshipping, Christ-loving. What a world. The world needs the Lord. The world needs the Lord. We see that so clearly. Yes, people need the Lord. Well, we want to thank you for joining us today. May God bless you and keep you today. Keep your eyes and your heart focused and stayed on Him for His glory. And every challenge that comes your way today, know that He's with you. He is with you. It's not a feeling, it's a fact.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. So you can leave out today in perfect peace. Perfect peace. No anxiety. No fear.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Now, unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, the glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. And all of us did say amen. Remember, next week we begin our celebrations, month-long celebrations, because next month, which begins in a few days, marks our one-year anniversary of Global Time with Christ Jesus and the Maximum Radio Network. 1 year. Isn't God awesome?
Yes.
So
amen.
We'll have special guests on all this month.
Hallelujah.
It's coming up. In the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Be back on tonight.
Yes,
tonight.
That's right. You're back on tonight. So don't go too far. You can take a lunch break. We're back right here tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Call up a friend and invite them to be on. Bring your prayer request.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God
bless
you.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Jenny.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.